Third parak, Mishnah Gimel. Chanina ben Tragin Aymer. If Chanina ben Tragin says, Shnayim sheyoshvim, two people sitting, ve'im beineyim divrei Torah, zeh moishav leitzim. And there's not between them divrei Torah, it's a sitting of scoffers. Shenemar v'moishav leitzim le'yoshav. Like the Pasuk says, in a sitting of scoffers, don't sit. L'chayra the deer from the Pasuk stam pashav shat. What do you see if Moshev Leitzim Layashev? Don't sit in scoffers. How do you see if there's no Torah as a sitting of scoffers? It should say it's a sitting of scoffers and don't sit there. But it means, the Dik, it means L'chayr, as the next Pasuk says, Kiyim B'Torah Seshev Chefsai. Instead you should want Torah. So you see the opposite is Moshev Leitzim. Don't sit in Moshev Leitzim, instead you should want Torah. Kiyim B'Torah Seshev Chefsai. So you see the opposite, what do you have to, that's Pashup Shat. You said to know the next pasuk, to know what this means. It means a Moshev Leitzim don't sit. Instead, you should want Torah. So you see, a Moshev Leitzim has no Torah. The deep, you hear what I'm telling you, Ruben?
Doesn't
quote it. It means
no. He doesn't say you shouldn't sit over here either.
It should say the Mishnah says that whoever sits, there's two people sitting, there's no Torah as a Moshev Leitzim.
Right.
Like it says, don't sit in a Moshev Leitzim. How do you see from there that two people are not saying Torah as a Moshev Leitzim?
So tomorrow is over,
huh? That what? It
doesn't quote all
the time. But, it means then. I'm saying, you just want to know what I'm bothered by. Why I said it doesn't mean what it says. It means then the Pasuk. I'm not saying Kasha. It means then the Pasuk. It means Moshev Leitzim Yatsuk, Kim Torah Hashem Chef. So you see what? The Diyuk on this Mishnah, before we go on, is what's the aim by Nehem? The Zik is not, look, it's Chlorah Bein Rakodesh meant something by this. What's Ve'im Bein Neyim? Reb Chanina ben Tragin meant something. What's Ve'im Bein Neyim? Yesterday, 2 days ago, we said a drush. But I want to say more al derech hapshat. Two people sitting, Ve'im Bein Neyim divrei Torah. And there's not between them divrei. What's the pirush? Ve'ino oimed divrei Torah. That's the pirush, the sitting, and there's not between them divrei Torah. So it's a sitting of scoffers. The Lashon is Madna. He's saying something. Ein beineihem divrei Torah. If you would think about this Mishnah, we'd put it on our mind. Say the ein. It's a Madna Mishnah. Ein beineihem divrei Torah. Ein oimim dvar Torah. Ein oiskim b'Torah. What's there's not between them? What type of shprach? And the Mishnah goes on. Avos shnayim sheyoshvin v'yesh beineihem divrei Torah. And there's Torah between them. Shechina shriyim b'neihem. The Shechina shriyim between them. What's the pirush going on here? Need the pshat. So yesterday we said our chadrush from Reb Chaim Volozhin in beineihem. They're learning, but they're not being mefalpul learning. It's a late sonus of each other. He was bothered clearly with his kashim. What al derech pshat? So I believe the pshat's like this. You know, sometimes at a suda, we'll see later on, it's going to say, three people at a table, and they don't say dvar Torah, it's like they're eating zivchei mesim. You'll have two people, and a guy will say, oh, he knows the Mishnah. People say it at a table, but a guy knows two people talking, they're supposed to have dvar Torah. He says, okay, I better say dvar Torah. And he says it's dvar Torah. It's vital, Litzanus. It's not saying that a guy has to say, oh, I'm supposed to say dvar Torah. Let me say one. The late sonus of Torah is if you don't care enough about Torah, that it doesn't come out from amongst you. Two yidden together, of course you have a word in the Torah, you have a word in the Parsha, you have a word on the Shavuos, you have a word on Svira. A yid's holding in Yiddishkeit. Yeah, it's a late sonus to Yiddishkeit. It's Pasha, the lack of appreciation of Yiddishkeit. You're not a rangaton in Torah. It's a Moshev Leitzim, not you don't say it right to you. Beineihem is a pish, it just comes, it's yay, like Hilu Me'elov. It's between them, it's like, it's just flying between them. Shnayim Sheyoshu, it's not Beineihem, it's not like Me'elov, not the pshat that one says it right to you. It comes from, it just shoots out from between them right to you. If it's not automatic, it's a Leitzonus. The person's not a rangaton in Yiddishkeit enough, it's not a rangaton in Torah enough. It's Shabbos, you don't come, you have a dvar Torah, you have a thought on the parsha. Elamai, the pshat, as you saw, rangaton of the sugyas, and you thought on the sugyas, it's on your mind. V'gisava yom alayla means you think about it day and night. One of my negias that I like saying this year, when I came back to America, Rav Aaron David wrote me a letter. And I never lived up to the letter. And the only time I'm close when I give the other shir, Rav Aaron David said, learn Mishnayos and keep a Mishnah on your mind. He wrote in a letter, you're walking somewhere. He said, you should have a Mishnah floating in your mind. Well, you're chasing over the Mishnah. You're tracting some dukkim in the Mishnah. That's what he told me, a letter. Halavai, halavai. But in others, one thing I like about the shir is I try to do, is I take these Mishnayos and I put it on my mind. I put a Mishnah in mind during the day. If I have a little time, I think about the Mishnah. It's amazing when you read, when you hear the Lashonis of the Mishnah, you hear exact. Repeat over and over, think over and over the words that are being said. It's not what you, it's we have a tendency, we know these Mishnahs from little kids. Yeah, two people are supposed to say it's right there. Hear what's being said exactly. It makes an impact on you. You could be 94 and you've heard the Mishnah 50 times. It makes an impact. Hear the Mishnah. Hear the words. Even if you don't come up with Chidushim, you'll hear it. You'll be Messiahist to it. It'll be real by you. The Pirush of Shnayim Sheyoshvin is that the person's tracting about Torah. If two people are sitting, they ain't being named, they're very tired, and the Torah doesn't just shoot at you. You're sitting next to the guy on a long trip and nothing, nobody thought a rayon and Torah. That was one thought. The guys are going on a trip, Bachram are going on a trip in his mind, and they said, no, Dvar Torah came out. I'm saying, you know, I was tracting, I said, something. In the Musa Yeshivas, Rai Per used to tell us, I'm pretty sure I heard this from Rai Per. The halt of Slobodka, I don't want to say for sure, I don't want to say the exact truth. The basic thing that was told to me, and I think very doing well with the story, but in the Musi she was a Bzionis, he said, well, I think the altar, what's Trastier? What are you thinking about? Say over something. He said, I'm like, this is a Bzionis. That's a Leitzanis. Mamish this Mishnah. That's a Leitzanis. You're not, there's no thought, something you're thinking about. Epis one Dvar Torah. And if a person is not holding, I think like many things, the Chitzonis Meres HaPnimis, it's a beautiful Zach that a Yitaka should always have stuff off your sleeve. Anywhere you go somewhere Shabbos, have a Dvar Torah up your sleeve. Even if you don't naturally, you can come that way also. If you have a Dvar Torah, you'll come to feel it. That's the Chitzonis Meres HaPnimis. If you feel it, you'll always have Torah thoughts. If you have Torah thoughts, you'll also feel it. Come with the Dvar Torah. Don't be a letz. You know, we know the Mishnah. I say we shouldn't at least recovered. It shouldn't be a busha. Have a Dvar Torah. Have a thought. Epis a rayon. Something. Epis something you're coming with. You meet an old friend. Epis give him one. I was learning Erech and I noticed something interesting. Something. Some rayon. Your mind's thinking in Torah. This time you're walking in the supermarket. Track. Are we in the Madrega, like Rav Aaron David said, every time we walk, wherever we walk, always out of Madrega, maybe you, I don't know, as you can say, but it's a Madrega, but touch something, some thought, something we're tracting about, something on our mind sometimes, just to put a Mishnah, a thought, something in Erech, and something we noticed, that is something. That's the Pirush's Mishnah, the Leitzon is the Natach Shivas HaTorah, and the opposite, two people are sitting, and the person always Torah shoots out. That's Shechina Shruya B'Neim, the Takev Shechina. To end with the Mishnah, one more thought, he quotes the Pasuk, Shenema, Oz Nedabru Yiri Hashem, Ishav Yehu, then they speak Yiri Hashem one to another, Yakshav Hashem, Yishma Hashem listens. Because of Sevi Zikaron Lefanav, L'Yiri Hashem L'Chayish V'Shmai, Elia L'Shnayim, that's only two. How do you know one who learns Torah gets schar? Somebody who sits alone and is silent. I guess here doim l'Hashem, it means you're being silent to Hashem, means you're learning Torah, you're not being asking other things. Kinat alolov, he takes his schar. So it bought a little diuk. Just two people learning Torah, Hashem's there. And how do you know even one who learns Torah should say Hashem's there? That's the flow of the Mishnah. Two people learn Torah, Hashem's there. How do you know even one? Hashem's there. Let's say that. Two people learn Torah, Hashem's there. And how do you know even one gets schar? Who's talking about schar? We weren't talking about schar. We didn't say two get schar. Just Pashup Shat. The Pirush is that the Shechina Shri B'Neim is a schar. Two people, Isaac B'Torah, get this intense schar, the Shechina, the people of Shechina show on them. Shechina Shri B'Neim. Even one has a sachar. I don't know if it says intense schar, Shechina Shri B'Neim. I don't know if it's that intense degree. One also has a schar. If it's nothing to do with the schar, then it's not parallel. How do you know even one gets schar? Who talking about schar? We didn't say two gets schar. clearly Shechina Mechayim Pshat. Shechina Shui B'neim is a schar. Is to be Dovak to Hashem is the greatest. Lehenis Miziv Hashechina is a tremendous schar for a person to have B'Shechina Shui B'neim. One also has a schar. No, it's the intensity of two. But one also who's Yeshiv Isaac with Torah, who sits and toils Torah, he also has a schar. That person also is Machshav Torah. He also has a schar.